Welcome back. Wow, that was so bad. Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. And welcome to this episode where I literally don't know how to express what I'm feeling because I am so confused. I don't have words for it. Firstly, I'm tired. Secondly, I'm emotionally confused. Thirdly, my thoughts are kind of clouded and I'm so uninspired. And I don't want to come at you with all the negativity, but you know that I keep it raw and honest here. And this is just one of those days and one of those weeks and maybe one of those months and times when I just feel weird and sort of irritated for no reason or no apparent reason. It's really hard to always know what you want, and especially hard when there's people around you who always tell you how important it is to know what you want. And then when you actually dive deeper and try to think things through, you realize that you don't have a clue what you want. At least that's what I feel right now. I have no idea what I want, where I want to go, and if I want to keep doing what I'm doing. There is so much confusion in my heart right now. I don't know where it comes from. I don't know where it'll take me, but I really hope I'll be able to just get through it really quickly and just come to my senses again. And I sincerely wish I had not just better news, but also something more uplifting to talk about in this episode. I actually considered not making this. And if it's bad, I won't upload it. There are just so many things running through my head right now, and yeah, I don't know. And I try to be really compassionate and understanding also towards myself and just be patient and sit it out and wait it out by telling myself that this is just a phase and it'll go away, it'll pass. But I've been feeling like this for about 10 days now. And I don't know what it is that is blocking me. Also, this is not the best time to record this episode. I was so tired this weekend. I usually record on the weekends, but I was so tired that I just couldn't do it. So I'm recording on a Monday night and it's not cool. So yeah, I wish I could give you more insight and give you depth and thoughtfulness and a solution, but I don't have one yet. I just don't. I have no idea. So, yeah, the first thing that comes to mind, if I imagine that I knew what the solution was, is probably aligning with your core values. We all have values. Don't be fooled by people telling you that you don't have values. You value something. Maybe you're not aware of it yet, but there's definitely something you value and something you believe in. So, it's worth sitting down and figuring that out. And I know what I value, so that's a start, you know? And I guess when we're confused, it's important to strip back things, to really just let go of the unnecessary and focus on those that really matter and those that benefit us. You know what? I'm too tired for this. I'll keep recording tomorrow. So this will be somewhat of a split episode, and we'll see how I feel. I hope better than today, which isn't hard. So it is the next day, and I made a point of not listening to what I recorded yesterday just to be, a little fresher and uninfluenced in the way that I speak and what I say. And this may be just a random thought, but I actually think it's so important to have something in our lives that we're really passionate about and that creates momentum in our lives. Because I think one of the biggest problems is when we don't feel passionate and motivated. I'm experiencing this right now because I'm constantly tired and I feel like the things I do on a daily basis really take energy from me. And I know for a fact that I'm not able to keep this up for the next 20 years. Not a chance. So I definitely need change. And I think it's a healthy and important realization. And it's important to analyze which things or elements need to be changed in order for us to be really happy and confident and aligned with our higher purpose. I'm not saying that what I'm doing right now and the way that my life is right now is bad or anything. It was fine for the time being, but I think I need a change, and I'm really happy that I kind of realized that right now. Another point I really want to stress is that SSRI withdrawal is not to be messed with. I'm reducing or cutting meds very slowly, so it's not like I'm doing this overnight or anything, but your body needs time to adjust, and I've been on those meds for years now. And getting off of them changes something about your brain chemistry. It changes something about the way your body operates and the way you think and feel. I noticed an increase in mental clarity, which is amazing. But I also now am noticing an increase in negative emotions, which is suboptimal. Before, I was really indifferent, so I didn't care about a lot of things. I was fine working. I was fine getting up in the morning. I was fine sleeping because I didn't really care. It bothered me a little, but more on a cognitive level than it did on an emotional one. And now that I'm almost completely off of all meds, I feel like my emotional state is just really organic and real again. And that also means that it entails emotions that aren't so amazing. I am happy I didn't collapse or break down or have a huge setback in my journey. I'm really stable and I'm very thankful for that. But of course, I'm bothered by a lot more things, and there are more thoughts running through my head, and there are just things I consider that previously I just accepted. So it all has its pros and cons, and I just know that I want to live naturally, and I want to live without medication, or I want to live with as little medication as possible. So this is definitely something I'm pursuing, a life without chemistry. I might be in this weird funk because of that. And of course, it's going to be visible and sort of feelable in those episodes that I put out here, because I'm just raw and unfiltered, and I just talk about what I care about. And at times, I just feel miserable or I feel weird, and I choose to share this with you instead of hide it or pretend that it's different. I mean, I can't really not talk about it. Just imagine me sitting in a room all by myself talking into a microphone alone. So there is not much I can talk about other than my thoughts and feelings and the things that happened to me. And since there is not much happening to me or in my life right now, I'm really sharing my inner world and opening up about that. So this is just a very conscious choice to not build a fake persona or anything, but just be real and honest in the hopes that it helps and inspires you. I don't know if this is really helpful or not, but if you're also in a weird funk, you're not alone. And there are many different reasons and elements that play into this. Just trust that it'll get better, and sometimes a good night of sleep will help. I wish that was the case for me, but I dreamed the weirdest things last night that I'm not getting into detail on. It's like, I can't, because otherwise this podcast would be censored for not even, no, I can't really talk about it. I'm sorry. So sleep helps, good food helps, supplements help, going outside helps, the sun helps, rest helps, purpose helps, good conversations help, and a little bit of tech-free time also helps. That's something I'm realizing lately, is that I'm almost like developing an ADHD brain, where my brain's just jumping from one topic to the next. And it's definitely due to the fact that we're bombarded with so many messages and different kinds of output that are just causing us to kind of lose our focus, or that dilute our focus. So maybe it's time for me to go off social media for a while. So I think I'm ending this on a positive note. There is definitely light at the end of the tunnel. Sometimes the tunnel's really long and the light's very dim, but there is light and it's great to focus on it. I really hope you enjoyed this somewhat fragmented, all over the place episode, but I'll make sure to make it more positive next week. If you did enjoy this, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. Please subscribe and recommend this to someone if you'd like. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll catch you next time. Bye.